From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. We cannot go it alone against ISIS, says the president. U.S. President Barack Obama said today he would approve the deployment of up to 250 more Special Forces troops in Syria to reinforce gains made against Islamic State, but said that the U.S. cannot win the battle by itself.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden working with us on behalf of our collective security.
VOA's Mary Alice Salinas is traveling with the president overseas and spoke with us regarding the additional troops.
Now, the reason why he says this is important is because the 50 that were there, the president says what they were doing was working. And so they ramped up the effort, hoping to make even more progress in the fight against Islamic State.
Ms. Salinas said the trip has had a number of focuses.
And it's not just Islamic State. The message here is we all have to work together because a lot of these issues, they're not anything any one nation can take care of. Not Islamic State, not the migration crisis that's happening in Southern Europe, not the issues that come forward because of Russian aggression.
The deployment would bring the number of U.S. troops in Syria to 300. The U.N. Security Council condemns North Korea's Saturday missile test, calling it another serious violation of existing U.N. resolutions. North Korea says the test was successful. South Korea calls it a failure. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett says the real answer is probably somewhere in between.
It partially worked, which is kind of the typical with a new missile program. They don't work perfectly when you start, and you have to resolve little problems that eventually lead to hopefully a successful program. So far, they're partway into the program, more normal for a developing missile system.
This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court will examine reports of killings, torture, rapes, and other crimes stemming from the political turmoil in Burundi over the past year. Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said in a statement Monday that she's decided to open a preliminary examination into the situation in Burundi. A preliminary examination is not an investigation, but instead a process of determining whether a formal investigation is necessary. Burundi erupted into protests and violence in April of 2015 after President Pierre Nkurunziza sought what many viewed as an unconstitutional third term. Since then, more than 400 people have been killed and 250,000 have fled the country. Even today, an average of 150 a day seek sanctuary in Tanzania. Dos Yousafzai is with the UN High Commission for Refugees in Tanzania.
We need to pay attention to the hardship that the refugees are having in the camps in Tanzania. We cannot fail this caseload.
Burundi is a party to the Rome Statute. That's the treaty that gives the ICC jurisdiction over war crimes. Kenya police fired tear gas on opposition leaders and supporters marching Monday on the Electoral Commission in Nairobi. The opposition is demanding the commission be dissolved. Mohamed Yusuf reports for VOA from the Kenyan capital.
Riot police surrounded the offices of Kenya's Electoral Commission in central Nairobi, blocking opposition leaders and supporters from approaching the building. When the opposition groups and their members tried pressing forward, police moved in and tear-gassed the crowd. Among those tear-gassed was former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Opposition parties are demanding Electoral Commission members leave office before the next general election in 2017. Opposition lawmaker Opiyo Wandayi joined the march to the Independent Electoral Boundaries Commission.
We have spoken time and again and said that the IEBC, as currently constituted, has lost the confidence and trust of majority of Kenyans.
Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The National Council of Churches of Kenya and the country's top labor federation have also called for the commission to be disbanded. In U.S. politics, the effort to prevent Republican frontrunner Donald Trump from becoming the nominee for U.S. president took a new step late Sunday as his two chief rivals, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, openly detailed their plan to work against Trump. With less than 3 months before the Republican convention in Cleveland, Mr. Trump sits as the only candidate with a mathematical chance of reaching the majority of delegates needed to clinch the nomination. As to the machinations of his two chief rivals, Mr. Trump called them desperate. For more on the U.S. election, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.